the Ray Rice story isn't going away. The Baltimore Ravens running back was released yesterday by the team. Then the NFL suspended him indefinitely. That happened after a video was released by website TMZ showing Rice assaulting his future wife. Now, a national conversation about abuse, privacy, and the business of sports has been reignited. One person who's both criticized and consulted with the NFL is Kim Gandy. She's president of the National Network to End Domestic Violence and joins us here in the studio. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So I understand that Commissioner Roger Goodell actually called you up after the initial punishment for Ray Rice, a 2-game suspension. What did you talk about? What kind of questions did he ask?
He asked a lot of questions about numbers, where are the resources, who are the experts, is there recidivism, does it happen once? You know, he asked all kinds of questions and listened, I thought, quite intently.
What was it that he didn't quite understand, either about the response or about the issue itself?
I think there was a lot of information that was missing that frequently is not well understood about domestic violence. The fact, for instance, that the prosecutors had taken very little action, the fact that he wasn't tried at all and received pretrial diversion was something that he seemed to have relied upon in making the decision about penalties on the NFL's part.
So you're referring to the fact that charges were dropped and Ray Rice opted for a kind of counseling to avoid a trial. You're saying this is something the commissioner looked at and said, well, if they're not doing anything, why should we do more?
Well, his reaction was, I was looking to the criminal justice system for guidance, and I figured that they knew more than I did about what had happened. But the reality is that his fans held the league to a higher standard.
Looking at this case, Janae Palmer and Ray Rice married after this incident. Charges against him were dropped, as we mentioned, after he agreed to court-supervised counseling. Now, she had apologized in May for what she called her role in the fight. And today on Instagram, she had a very serious message for the media about releasing this video. What do you make of her statements and more importantly, the focus on them?
I think I make of her statements what I would make of the response from any victim, which is that she knows what she needs to do to remain safe and to keep her kids safe. And in her case, she may feel that the public media attention is making her less safe.
This has also sparked a wider social media discussion, in particular on Twitter. Women were posting their own stories about dealing with domestic violence under the hashtag #WhyIStayed. I don't know if you were able to see any of that chatter and what you made of it.
I think it's very important what's happening now, because in almost 40 years of being in this movement, this is the largest and most public discussion about domestic violence I have ever seen. This could be the opportunity to have people stop thinking of domestic violence as something personal and private that just happens between two people and isn't anybody else's business. It's an opportunity to have a national discussion about a culture of violence that affects so many lives and so many generations.
As a former prosecutor, help us understand what happened to the legal system here.
I was very surprised at the response of the judicial system in this case. It would not have surprised me 40 years ago. It surprises me now that with an actual videotape, with a clear evidence of what happened, and of course, the prosecutors had the video from inside the elevator, as well as the one from outside the elevator. But I can't imagine that kind of pretrial diversion would have been offered in the case of a violent crime committed against a stranger.
Kim Gandy, she's the president of the National Network to End Domestic Violence. Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Always a pleasure.